Part 4, Using a Braille Protractor, Example 1.
Okay, John, I'm going to show you how to use a protractor to measure some of the angles that we have in the diagrams.
Okay.
If you want to take a look at the protractor,
mm-hmm.
it has the, this is an APH protractor, and it has the degrees marked off in tens with single dots at the fives,
mm-hmm.
and then the 4590 have larger marks, the three dots 1, 2, 3, whereas dots 5 is, the fives are marked with dot 1 and tens are marked with dots 1 and 2. And then 135 and 180 are also marked with dots 1, 2, and 3. Okay? So when you go to measure an angle, you want to make sure that the bottom of the protractor, the straight edge, is lined up with one of the lines of the angle, and then the screw on the back of the angle of the protractor is lined up with the vertex or the point of the angle. So we're going to look at angle 11.
The screw connects the dial to the base of the protractor.
First, try to find angle 11.
The screw is the point where the dial pivots on the protractor.
Okay, so you want to line up the screw or the top knob with the
lines for the angle were created using a Braille writer and a glue gun.
All right, and then you want to line up the bottom of the protractor with the line.
Okay, should be good right about here.
Okay, you're off a little bit, so you're going to want to try to move it up so that you can feel that, so you can also feel the Braille line with it.
Okay.
Then you're going to see where the angle part shoots out and opens up. Since it's opening up to the left, we're going to use the numbers that start on the left and go to the right.
John uses an adjustable dial on the protractor to set the angle.
This to this. If I have, it's, I don't know. That's about right.
John has set the dial, and he now reads the angle 10, from the protractor.
20, 30, 40, 45, 50. About 60.
Mm-hmm.
It's at about 60 degrees.
Good job. And then your accuracy is going to be off more than a sighted person's accuracy. Because of how you have to place the protractor on the Braille.
Yeah.
I'm going to have you measure now the opposite angle and have you measure angle 12.
12, okay.
John searches for angle 12.
I put the screw right here on, wait. See, this is a problem I have, is trying to get my fingers out of the way without, because I know that the screw needs to be right here, but I need to keep my finger in place so that I don't put the screw in the wrong spot.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, though, it does end up moving on me just a tad. See, like in this case, I need to move it up a tad, I think, because and line it, because it was going over the line when it was lined up straight.
John lifts the protractor to find the point with his
right
finger.
There. The screw is right there. The line is right here. Okay.
Now, which way are you going to start to measure from? From
angle,
the left or from the right?
Angle 12 goes shoots up to the left. I'm sorry, from the right, rather. Take a look at this. Yeah, it does. Angle 12.
Good. You need to look at the angle and see which way it opens up before you even put the protractor down so that you know which way to start measuring from.
Then this angle opens up to the left, it looks.
John lifts the protractor to find angle 12.
Where is the opening, on the right side or on the left side?
No, the opening is on the right side.
Correct.
I'm sorry.
So you're going to start with the numbers on the protractor starting
on
the
right.
Yeah,
so that means I want to line it up like here.
Okay, make sure that your protractor is straight with the Braille line.
John aligns the base of the protractor with the Braille line.
All right, and then where exactly does it? Okay, so
John lines up the pointer with the raised line
right
on the paper.
There.
Okay, so how big is that angle?
So I'm going to start with the numbers on the right. Let's see, from here to here. Okay, that's good.
John reads the angle from the protractor.
50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110. About 115, it looks like. Looks like it's about 115 degrees.
Okay, good job.
Normally, normally my measurements with the protractor, I'd say, has got to be one of the most difficult things to do in geometry. Simply because if you're off even by just the slightest little bit, your measure can change dramatically, as shown. Normally, geometry teachers accept a 5-degree difference when students measure with a protractor. It wasn't uncommon, however, for me to be within 10 to 15 degrees of the actual measure of the angle.
And that's what you were in this one, because it's actually measuring at 125 and you were at 115. Okay. So you're within your margin of error. What is another way that you could check to make sure that you were measuring it the right way and that you were starting on the correct side? For example, you knew that this measured 115, how you measured it at.
Well,
how would you have known if you would have started on the other side and then it would have only measured to 50? How would you have known that you had done it incorrectly?
Because these two angles in this case would have equaled 180. Because you had angle 11 and angle 12 right here. And let's see, it turned out that angle 12 was actually 125 degrees. And angle, oh no wait, that doesn't equal 180, does it?
Well, what type of angle is angle 11? Angle 12. What type of angle is angle 12?
Angle 12 is an exterior angle.
Okay, acute or obtuse?
This one would be obtuse.
Okay, so then you know that it has to be over how many degrees?
Yeah, it has to be over 90 degrees.
90 degrees. So that's the way that you can check yourself when you're using the protractor to make sure that you get a measurement that's over the 90 degrees so that you don't start. So if you would have started measuring from the left side and would have only gotten to 50 degrees, you would have known then that
right.
that measurement that you had started measuring on the wrong side of the protractor.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you would have gotten an acute instead of an obtuse angle.
Yeah, and again, it's important that I didn't even do this when I put the protractor down. I didn't check to see which way the angle opened, but that's very important to do.